The company explains the name change this way. The newly merged American Airlines U.S. Airways contracts with 10 regional carriers or feeder lines, including American Eagle and others like Republic and ExpressJet. So that customers don't mix up the feeder system with the airline itself, each of those regional lines will show the Eagle brand while flying for Envoy. American spokesperson Matt Miller says the planes will read American Eagle by Envoy, but passengers might not even notice.
So customers will continue to book flights and arrive at airports and see gates branded American, American Eagle, and get on aircraft that are branded American Eagle. So no change as far as travelers are concerned.
American says this will help give Eagle and its workers a new distinct identity and avoid confusion. But David Lee, associate professor of strategy at SMU's Cox Business School, thinks it helps create confusion.
When it says by Envoy, then the natural question comes into mind is, well, who's Envoy? And therefore, am I going to get an interruption in service, or is this something, you know, not really akin to what the pre-existing service level was?
Or Lee asks, are there now two separate carriers? But Lee gives management the benefit of the doubt in rebranding after the merger. American says it consulted employees, tried out 1,000 different names, and picked Envoy, which just happens to have been what U.S. Airways called the service it gave its top customers. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.